It's time for the Giz Whiz with Matt's maddest rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1990, recorded Thursday, May 30th, 2024. All six eyes. This episode of the Giz Whiz Diggity has a mini, what the heck is it, a super duper comfy chair, and I have a way to organize your groceries in the car with my off-price retail gadget, plus your videos, all next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same old show with Dicky D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now, and here he is, our gadget pathologist, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, Sarah. And you?
Doing good. Doing great myself.
I like your shirt.
Thank you. It's my Coca-Cola merch.
Although someone in chat said, it's 80 degrees in Florida. What are you doing with a sweatshirt?
Yeah, listen, when I'm on the Giz Whiz, I like to look up a little bit better than I normally do in my normal life. You know, it's almost like getting on an airplane in the 40s, you know, like big deal, like exciting time.
Yes.
Okay. In the 50s, when was the airplane invented? 40?
Where getting on an airplane was almost something to enjoy.
A little classy, you know? And we were talking before the show, and I have discovered I own no more button-down, like what you're wearing, just a normal kind of shirt. Somehow I've regressed in age since when I started the Giz Whiz, right? Like, I used to wear nice clothes. Now I only have T-shirts. And so I find that a sweater, a little crew neck, is a nice way to dress up. But you're right. I am absolutely sweating. You know, I'm doing it for, I am doing this for the video, just to look good.
Wow.
Only for, I think there was a clown that I was friends with. His name was Bonzo Crunch. And he used to say, I was talking about his costume and I'd say, gosh, you sweat a lot when you do your act, your clowning act. And he goes, yeah, I wear polyester. It's so hot, but they say it always looks good, so whatever. And that's kind of how I feel. It looks good on camera.
Yeah,
I might be sweating.
Yeah.
But
it's only a half hour. It's only a half hour.
Exactly.
It looks good for a half hour.
Exactly. So this is a long way of saying this is how I dress up nowadays, is I put on a sweater.
Okay. Do you own a suit?
I do own a suit.
Okay. Well, you beat me. I do not own a suit anymore.
Well, okay. So I own two suits. One was from Alibaba. It cost me, I think, $15. No, actually, I think it ended up costing me about $50, actually. I think it was a $50 suit. And then the other one's like, I think it's like from Macy's or something. You know, it's like, JCPenney. It's like one of those. I had to go to a wedding.
I'll just buy
a suit.
I do own a tux that's been in the warehouse now probably 25 years because I did two crossings on the Cunard ships as a lecturer.
Oh!
And you have to have
that's
kinda a cool tux. Yeah, that was the most amazing thing. I signed up with this lecture bureau and the person said, Cunard has hundreds of lecturers. He said, so it could happen 2 years, 3 years, but at least you're on the list. And then I'm going to move my camera up just a touch. And then one day I got home and my phone, there's a message on my machine that said, this is so-and-so at Cunard. A person, do you know who Jack Benny is?
No.
Okay. Jack Benny was a radio comedian and then a TV comedian. Jack Benny's daughter is a lecturer on the ship, but her companion has fallen out, and we need a lecturer for this Friday. This is Monday. And you must be able to do 2 hour lectures with a half hour of Q&A after each lecture. And we are making this offer to 5 people. And the first person to call back will be booked. And we are offering a first class cabin and first class dining. Dentists back then did not have an answering machine. I called every 8 minutes. I finally got him. I finally called Kennard back and said, well, you're number one. Oh. And Dennis said, this is wonderful. And I said, yeah. Now, between now and Friday, we need to create 2 one-hour shows.
Yes. Yeah. You're like, and well, we, time to get to work.
Yeah.
And then how long was the voyage?
The voyage was 4.5 days.
Wow. That is cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I did Backstage at Mad Magazine was one. And back then, I was doing a lot of rip-off stuff. And another lecture was Schemes and Scams, Ways People Try to Part You from Your Money.
Ah. See, when you originally said rip-off stuff, I thought you were going to say, yeah. And then I watched the lecture before me, and I just did his act. It was easy. I just ripped him off. No,
Ways People Cheat You. And the place was packed. And afterward, the program manager said, that is the most people who ever came to a lecture. So evidently, people with money
didn't want to get scammed.
Want to know about scams that they should be aware of.
That is so cool. So I'm surprised they didn't get you. If it was the most popular lecture ever, you weren't doing lectures all the time. Did they reach back out? Yeah, was this a nice little side hustle?
Only guess because they have hundreds of people to choose from. Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah. But, man, that is...
But I have my tuxedo in the warehouse in case they call again.
For the longest time, I did actually have a tuxedo because we needed it for high school band and that sort of stuff. Right. And they had a deal where you could, instead of renting the tuxedo, you could buy it because we'd need it for like a few different... things. And for a long time, I still was my high school size. So I had a tux for a long time. And it was funny because I didn't have a suit or anything, but I was like, I could go in a tux, but don't have a suit. So it's sort of your same situation. Cool. Very, very cool. Anything else that's been...
No. It's just so funny is we have three empty stores on 82nd Street in Broadway. And Dennis and I keep saying... We need a food store. Nearest supermarket is 7 blocks uptown or 7 blocks downtown. And so just before the show, I get this thing called the West Side Rag, which is all local newspaper, and said, okay, the corner store on 82nd and Broad Street has finally been rented, and it'll be a legal weed shop.
You don't need that at all. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
Not the
gosh.
Type of grocery. No, you were like, I need a grocery pharmacy, not just the pharmacy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we'll see how it works out.
Darn it. Yeah. I don't think I have any, I don't think I have any other, I'm watching this upload and it says that it has 30 seconds left.
We can do 30 seconds.
But I don't know if it's going to have to process or not. And so I'm not actually sure.
No, I know. I'm doing next week. David Pogue is coming over. He's one of the hosts on CBS Sunday Morning. And we're going to do a bit about the Mad Show, which is opening at the let me find the exact city it is. It's the Norman Rockwell Museum. It's going to be there for a long time, from June 8th to October 27th. And the Norman Rockwell Museum is in Stockbridge, Mass. But they're doing the video here. And David Pogue is a huge Mad fan, so we should have a lot of fun.
So is this video going to be in the Mad exhibit? Is it going to be?
No, it's going to be plugging the museum thing. It'll probably run on... a week from this Sunday on CBS Sunday Morning is a weekly show on CBS. Actually, a very popular show. So it'll be on that, talking to the editor, John Ficarra, and me about the show.
That's great. So, that's awesome.
That's great. Yeah.
And it's just a whole bunch of Mad stuff. It's just Mad through history.
Yes, exactly. And, tons of original Mad art. A lot of the Mad artists have sent work in for them to exhibit. And it's going to be, it's a sizable museum, and it's going to be like more than half the museum is going to be all MAD stuff. And I've done several videos for it that are going to play at the show. So it should be fun.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
In another bit of MAD news, I saw something that I guess won't be at the MAD museum because I saw it in person and I recorded a video about me checking it out. So I wanted to just show you.
Oh.
Hey, Dickie D. I'm here recording a video at Deserland Park. Now, Deserland Park is this insane old mall that was bought, and then they decided to put a ton of attractions in here. Obviously, go-karting. You can see the go-karting behind me.
Oh my gosh. There's also
an auto museum that has over 2,000 cars in it. There's like, there's an arcade. There's a trampoline park. It's this crazy space. But I ran into something here that I didn't expect to run into that I had to show you. Because what on earth am I supposed to do with this? Alfred E. Newman car, a MAD magazine car. Now, the auto museum, there's an entrance fee to go to it, but they have a few vehicles out and about just for people to, it's like give you a taste of it. But check this out, a MAD magazine and the Volvo? Auto Museum. Is this a Volvo? It doesn't look like one. Celebrating 50 years of success. Congratulations for 50 years of success. I can't tell if it's the MAD magazine or the auto museum that is successful.
Oh my gosh. That is a bizarre
Alfred E. Newman here. Looks like his head could move. I'm wondering if this is a giant bobblehead, which would make that
even better.
You're going to have to let me know. I also, if you know, Dickie D, also check out the hands that are on the wheel.
Oh my gosh.
That is just driver Alfred E. Newman in quotes.
And you know, there was a MAD magazine race car.
Look at that detailing on the door. It's like ribbed. And then luckily you have a spare. And a trash pail, just in case you need it. But there you go. The Alfred E. Newman.
Is that part of the exhibit or he just got it there?
I bet you didn't know it existed.
I think they're still getting ready to take out the trash.
And Dickie D, I said you could probably take it. I'm sure you'll find some spot for it, maybe just right outside the brownstone. I think that'll be great.
Yeah, if they need to get rid of it, they need to go talk to you.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, that's a riot. That's a riot.
So yeah, I saw that and was just like, oh my gosh, I have got to show Dickie D. What are the chances?
Oh, look. Slim.
Very slim. Look, Scooter X has found a image, I guess.
Oh my gosh, that looks like the very car.
Yeah, I think that's it. I'm not sure where Scooter X, I have a model of a MAD Dragon. No. Yeah, I'm not sure. What? Where? They need to go talk to the museum, because this would be quite the piece. Maybe they can get it on loan.
That's a riot.
That's exciting. Okay, wow. That's exciting that you're recording a nice bit. Are you going to plan to go make it to the museum? Are you going to be able to make it over?
You know what? I'm right now, I've signed up for an awful lot of Zoom stuff, but at some point, I hope to get up there. That's cool.
Let's jump into some gadgets.
We'll watch the first video. It's self-explanatory.
I wasn't going to do this as a what the heck is it, but I'll try anyway. What the heck? Is it? It might be very easy or very hard.
It's for carrying some sort of electronic device.
Is it a sunshade?
Okay, I'll give you that. Okay. This is, according to reviews, a really compact way to travel.
Toilet.
With an amazingly large knapsack.
This thing actually turns out to be pretty neat. It folds into itself.
And my question is, if you unfold it, will you ever get it folded up again? Okay. So we are Remember that thing that on the airplane, you inflated and you put your arms in it and thing?
How could we forget?
That's still half inflated in my apartment. I cannot get that back. It came in like a bag like this size. Wow. There's obviously no instructions as to how to unpack this. Oh, okay. Blump. All right. These are... Oh, so the bag itself... Oh, it doesn't come out of the bag.
Oh, it is the bag.
The bag itself folds up to become a compartment. And this is, you know what? This is pretty neat. What this is great for, if you saw how small it was, is to pack this when you go traveling. And if you buy a lot of stuff, just unpack this at the end.
Because you'll never get it back in that envelope.
What I used to do years ago when I traveled a lot, I had a special bin. And in that bin, I put all my clothes that I was pretty much through wearing and didn't feel like wearing anymore. And then I would take that, pack that for CES. And I would wear everything. And then outside of CES, there was a used clothing bin. And I threw everything in that bin because I really didn't want it. And then I had empty luggage because I brought back a ton, back in those days, a ton of literature and a lot of gadgets. So this is really neat. So there's pockets on either side. Little reflective. This is for umbrella, a water bottle. Let's see, the people were really raving about this. Okay. Compartment here, compartment down there. The big compartment is said to hold a 15-inch laptop. Let's open that up.
Looks like a ton of pockets.
It is, isn't it? It's a 30 really liters, whatever that
a
is.
A ton. There's money in there. Look at this. This is really great. And the thing it came in is a front pocket. And
do they give directions how to put it back?
No, we'll try that. But there's one also very inexpensive, under $20.
Took a bit of doing, but look.
Okay? It's a little wonky in the back. Since this handle is how you carry it, that means this handle has to be on the outside. Somehow, all I need to do is get all of this in there. Wait a minute. It's going to be messy. It's a crazy, crazy plan.
It's going to work.
Wait a minute. Wait 1 minute.
Even you can put it back in.
I could hardly believe. Wish you could do that with that airplane thing.
This is a piece of cake.
Wow.
All right.
We have new sound effects on the Gizwiz.
Yeah, that's the winner bell from Giz Fizz.
Giz Fizz, Dennis.
And that wasn't even folding it neatly.
No.
That was stuffing and praying.
I'm impressed with myself. I mean, I'm not going to get a job with the company demonstrating it. And the company is Multisoft. Visit the Multisoft store. Almost 450 ratings, 4.6 stars. I think that's really neat. And it's a water resistant, not waterproof.
Okay. Well, there we go. I like it has a lot of compartments. Not much padding. No padding.
No, absolutely not.
None.
But if you need to carry a lot of stuff.
It seems like a great option if you're traveling and you're like worried about how many souvenirs you might buy.
Yes, exactly.
Like, I need a backup.
Yeah. Or you're going to a clothing sale and you're worrying about not having enough shopping bags to bring it home. Just roll everything up. You can put a ton of stuff in there.
I like it. Not too expensive. $20.
Yeah, is the coupon still there? I think there was a coupon
for 8% off. What an interesting 8% amount.
Oh, they raised the price.
8%. Yeah, and then yeah, the price is more. Oh, wait, join Prime to buy it for $20. So then.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So
it's,
just, Prime,
it's only because I'm not signed in.
Okay.
Interesting. Oh, interesting.
And it comes in a couple of colors.
Yeah. It looks like there's a whole bunch of variety. Look, is this like a same type of thing? But I guess it's less liters. Oh, no, 20 liters as well. But it's not 8
components. No, no, that one's 30.
Oh, 30. Oh, you're right.
Boop. Yeah.
I like the amount of pockets, zippers, compartments on the one you have. Because I've had a few inexpensive backpacks. In fact, this is probably one of them. I think this one's from just Walmart. And it really doesn't, I have found that there's not enough pockets.
Right.
Specifically, it is just, I need to divide my stuff more than it is. So like in one pocket, I have all my wires, my headphones, my, you know, charging bricks, and all that is just kind of jumbled in there. I'm like, I need a little bit more of a divider.
This could be it. Oh, and also, I think it said theft-proof zipper can work 100,000 times. And I'm thinking, what kind of a theft-proof zipper if someone is opening and closing it every 30 seconds? Doesn't seem so theft-proof to me.
I also just can't believe that 101 time stolen. It's just stolen. It is immediately stolen.
I pushed it. Yeah. I took it out one time too many.
You unzipped, and then poof, theft. And it's no longer theft proof after that. Okay, cool. Okay. Next gadget,
all right,
I guess.
We're going on. And in this video, a rare appearance from Mr. Dennis Wendelin, because it's his gadget.
Ooh.
But he wouldn't do the report. Okay. He said, you do it,
Dennis,
I'll be in.
Wanted a new chair to watch TV, so he went to Amazon. It had to be portable, okay? And it had to be easy to fold up and put away. And I found something on Amazon called the Comfy Chair from a company called Ocam.
Whoa.
All right.
Comes in a bag.
It is the comfy chair.
Comes in a big bag. Well, it came in a box and a bag.
All right. And let's see. Kind of weird. It's a square chair. And the thing I liked about it is, we looked at another one which said easy to assemble. And this one said totally assemble, open the box.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was it. It's so foldable, it's like a camping chair.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, it's yeah.
You can just take that thing around.
Open the box. And
that does look comfortable.
You have comfy chair.
I don't know if I'd be able to get out of that.
Now, this is going to be a quick shot of Dennis sitting in it, which took about an hour to convince him to do it. But this does look great.
It does look
good. Hang on and watch carefully.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There he is.
Dennis Wendelin, what do you think of your comfy chair?
I think it's groovy.
Oh, groovy. Okay. Let's see you get out of it. Is it easy to get out of?
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Really nice height.
It looks nice.
Now, there was one thing about the comfy chair that is not good for warm weather. Okay. It is faux fur. Okay. I mean, it looks kind of nice in person, but Dennis thought it's going to be really warm. Cozy in the winter. So I went on Amazon and I said, cover for a square chair.
I didn't even know there were square chairs.
Stretchy cover for all square chairs. And it gave the dimensions. and this square chair fit in with that.
Huh.
And we wanted black. They don't make black.
Is it like a futon? Gray. It's like a,
it's like the other two
a known we'll have style?
Chad take a look.
It's a and, big...
Oh, the chair, by the way, was big, I think $65, chair? Somewhere about that. And the square cover is under $20.
All right. It's just a big stretchy
fabric.
Yeah.
Fabric
thing. It's like a fitted sheet for the chair.
Yeah, exactly. And very stretchy because it said it fits all square chairs up to 36 inches, I think.
Once I get it on, I
and for a minute, I thought it wasn't going to fit, but then...
I thought I had a stain, and then it was the shadow of your face.
Yeah, it's the shadow. Yeah.
I was like, wait, whoa! Go away, it moved. That looks great! So, I don't know why it's giving me a speaker. It's giving me speaker grill vibes.
It does look like a... Yeah, it does
look like this. And I get it more scented. This will be pretty nice.
That's crazy that it's a third party. It does. It fits really great.
You have to be sitting in it to sort of...
To squish it in.
The crease of that.
Yeah, yeah, that'll mat it down a little.
Well, this is nice. This is very nice. So if you're looking for a folding chair, and actually, let's just see how to fold this up again. Oh, okay. Looks like
this is pretty. I mean, it works really well. You just do the all you see.
Back. Oh, this is nice. Back, and then this back up. And
it fits in that backpack.
Yeah.
Nice. That's it. The comfy chair is comfy.
It folds up so nicely that. I'm like, if you had an extra closet in your house and you just wanted seating for like a party, just keep a few of those around.
Yeah,
those and fun.
It was, you can check the price. I think it was $65.
Yeah, and there's a 10% off coupon.
Yeah,
for
that
70.
Brought it down to $65. Right. Yeah, I thought I paid, something.
Right.
Yeah.
That is, it looks really comfy.
A million. Well, look at four and a half stars from 1,300 people.
Yeah.
And a lot of colors. Pretty much anything you want.
Oh, that's not even a square chair.
No, it isn't a square
chair. So that's
chair.
Like an octagon. The heck? Oh, and this triangle. Own come with little footrests.
You can buy it. I didn't want the. You can buy, I think it's like $10 more if you want a footrest with it.
That is so funny. And then, yeah, you're absolutely right about this. Like, it just is a square chair brand. You want, here, you got a square chair, use one of these.
Yeah.
That is too funny. That's great. For what you need it for, which is just a comfy chair to watch TV.
It's perfect. When Dennis runs downstairs and wants to watch a movie together, this is perfect because it can be folded up out of the way and... And you're not sitting on some little dinky folding chair. This thing is nice and comfortable.
When I had just moved into the house in Dallas, I had basically spent all my money on the down payment. And I was like, I need some furniture. And this would have been a great little thing, especially in, like our den area. Like
yeah.
That would have been great. That would have been nice. So, yeah. Anyway, I think it's a nice, it looks comfy. It looks like I could just snuggle in it and then.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. The last gadget looks bizarre. Well, you'll see.
A couple of weeks ago, we did a inflatable travel pillow that was enormous. And you blew it up and you put your arms in the holes and then you put your head down into it. And we all sort of agreed you had to be brave to
nerves
use
of steel
on an airplane.
Yeah.
So for that person who has no problem with that, ta-dan, ta-dan.
The next product
motion
for you.
Sickness glasses.
I have heard of these.
You have them?
Anti-motion
I don't have
sickness.
Them, but I've seen them.
It almost sounds like it gives you motion.
So I saw a picture of this, and I had to buy
them. They might. Well... again, if they solve the problem, great. But you have to be kind of brave to wear them. And here they are. Okay. Now.
It's not just four eyes. You're six eyes.
They've been folded up so long.
Pac and W says new meaning of the word four eyes.
I guess you.
Oh, that's very funny.
You really have some extra.
Anyway. Yes, Dale Paco says, six eyes.
Because there are no glass in them. Okay. So the theory is there is.
I didn't know
that. It reminded me of those glasses that Lena Lamont wore in
the fact
Scene
that they're
in the
not
Rain.
On
oh, yes.
Those big white sunglasses.
So the object here is see, there's fluid here and here and in your peripheral vision. And I think as you turn your head, does the fluid stay steady?
Yeah.
I don't think you can.
Yes, see. Yes. Steady to see? your
the horizon.
The position of your eye.
Okay. Yeah, it says he's locked to the horizon.
To give you an artificial horizon line. And the instructions say that put them on and stare at something close up, like a book or your smartphone for 10 to 15 minutes while the motion is going on around you. And motion sickness should disappear. Now I'll try again. Can you see the liquid there? There should be liquid at the very bottom.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now if I tilt my head.
Dennis said I don't have my glasses
the liquid
on.
Sort of staying straight.
No, it's moving.
It's moving.
Yeah.
All right. So you know
what? I mean, it stays at a hurry up. I mean, the glasses are moving, but the water stays at the same level.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then it's doing what it's supposed to do.
It's the ears that look funny.
It gives you a fake horizontal line that is said to stop motion sickness, seasickness, car sickness.
What's the point of the ear things? Of
these?
Yeah.
Is... For some, I can't see him at all, but it says that it's there for your peripheral vision.
Oh.
Okay. Now, the thing is, if you get car sick or air sick, this is a real easy thing to try out because they're under $10. Okay. I mean, when I saw a picture of these, I thought, I got to find out what they are.
Wait, the money both.
Great for a boat. Theoretically great for a boat. I have no way to actually test them. But I know they look very strange. They're just a plasticky thing. And it comes with a kind of a nice case. Here it is. Neoism. Motion sickness.
Look, it should be anti-motion sickness.
That is true, actually. Motion sickness relief glasses.
Yes.
They cause motion sickness.
For adults and kids. Oh, and it's 30% off. That brings it down to like $6.99. So if you have a motion sickness, this would be something to try. It says, fix your gaze on a stationary object like a book or cell phone for just 10 to 14 minutes. The discomfort of car motion sickness will gradually disappear. I think it's worth a try. That's it. Neoism. Neoism.
I will say... Go on.
Have you tried them?
I haven't tried them. But I will say that I have seen these before on TikTok, and I have seen people's reactions to them. Now, take them with a grain of salt, you know, but from what I've seen on TikTok, people say that they work. I have seen...
It almost seems like they should work,
doesn't
it?
I have seen people, like, and I've also seen it in situations where they're not necessarily talking about the motion sickness glasses, where I saw the glasses a few months ago, and then I think about a few weeks ago, I saw someone reading a book just with them on and didn't even mention that they were the motion sickness glasses. They were just in the car reading a book. and talking about their trip. And I was like, oh, those are those motion sickness glasses I saw like a month ago. And they didn't even mention him. So I would think that because they didn't mention it in the video I watched, they naturally use them. So that's kind of the only history that I know of these type of glasses. And looking through the reviews, all the critical reviews seem to be about the build quality, about how bad they are, how they don't fit right. But all of the good reviews seem to be saying how it helps with their motion sickness. So,
yeah. So I mean, the thing is, for $6 or $8 or $10, it's worth a try if you suffer from motion sickness.
And I do.
You do?
Specifically, not so much like boats, a little bit of like, you know, that motion just being on a bus or being in a car typically doesn't cause motion sickness. But if I read or look at a device or do anything, you know, within that first 3 feet of my face and I'm moving in a car, that will definitely cause me to get nauseous. So, I don't have very sensitive motion sickness, but I definitely get motion sick if I'm looking at a device pretty close to me. So I have honestly considered getting something like this because of what I saw on TikTok. So I'm interested.
Actually, I'm amazed that someone doesn't make like a real decent pair of them for like $50.
Yeah. Seriously, like sell some in Walmart.
Like, almost look like glasses, but be a smaller version of these. They are weird.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know why you need those side panels, but maybe people with motion sickness need them.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. The other thing is, I just saw this time for the first time. Look at these. This is a different design. They're not quite so...
Oh, aviation.
Yeah. You can get some a different...
Oh, finally, anti-motion. Finally,
that's what we needed. Wait a second. Here it is. Motion sickness glass. These will. Wait a second. We need the anti. They added in the title, but not on the box.
Oh, okay.
That's funny. So anyway, all I have to say is I have some secondhand experience that they say they work. So maybe. Yeah. Luckily, they're not expensive, inexpensive for just a quick pair of glasses. So that's good.
And as someone in the chat room said earlier, if they don't work, you can use them for the year 0000.
Oh, yeah.
For New Year's Eve.
Yeah. The way the world's going, I think we're going to have a reset. You know?
Yeah, I think.
I think there's going to be a reset pretty soon on those years. Yeah. So it's good to have around. With that, let's move into the Crappy Corner.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it?
Okie dokie. The last of our off-price retail gadgets.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, of course it is.
Yes, it is. It's the 30th.
It's the 30th. That's pretty hard not to be. Anyway, here we go. I recorded a video about it earlier, so let's check it out. We are at it with the last of our off-price retail gadgets, and today we are taking a look at this. As you can see, got it from Ross. Used to be $7. Now it's only $4. And this gadget should help with the groceries. That's what I'm most excited about here. So you can see that you basically attach it to the top of a seat, and then you can hang your groceries at the bottom. One thing to note, only a 10-pound limit. That seems awfully low. So I have some groceries. I also have a car that it is compatible with. I'll say that I was shocked that my Tesla, I'll pick all this trash up in a second, the Tesla won't work with it because it uses this hook. The Tesla does not have a headrest that has that type of wire. It's all integrated in to one little piece. So there is no way to actually use this with my Tesla, which is kind of a bummer. You have to have a separate headrest. So here it is. You get these kind of like swoopy little hooks here. This should hook onto the headrest, and it's nice and bendy. And that's really the whole gadget. So let's try it out. I'll just come on over here and hook it into the headrest,
And see, this was the issue that I don't have. It's all one seat in the Tesla. So be aware of your car if you're going to look for this gadget. But there you go. And now all we do is we would take our groceries instead, especially these kind of like ones that you don't want to get crushed, like bread. You could hook it onto the hooks and keep some of your groceries there instead of on the seat. Now, it only has a 10-pound weight limit. At least that's what it said on the package. So I did want to kind of test its weight limit. Here we have just some like seltzers. These are 8-packs. So 2 8-packs, that's 16 cans of liquid. So we're gonna pull this off and see, can it kind of handle a little bit extra weight? So far it's holding it. I may have to scoot the seat forward actually to get some extra space here, but it seems to be working just fine. Can't complain. You may want to actually
Your
seat to make it work well, but there you go. Bouncing down the road. I feel like this can hold a pretty good amount. I'm not worried about that.
I think it's pretty
that weight
good.
Limit. As long as I can kind of hold it, I think that it's going to be pretty good. But there you go. For $4, I got to say that in order to kind of, A, easily be able to grab more groceries right here at the front of the door, and then B, have just more space, and especially some of the delicate things like bread, that might be a nice place to put it. So there you go. The grocery bag hanging gadget.
So is that a stranger's car that you went up to?
No, that is a friend's car that borrowed for the occasion. And so finding online, the only thing that I was really able to find was it on Walmart, and there's a 2-pack, but they were sold out. So couldn't quite find it exactly. Also, this is a lot more than I, I got mine.
And they look the same because yours had that little lightning thing on the side.
Yes, exactly. It's this Goodyear. It's Goodyear brand. So,
oh, okay.
They actually have a. It's weird to have an actual brand name with some of these.
A weird thing.
Yeah, I know. We make tires and grocery hooks. That's what we're known for. So yeah, all in all, I'm actually pretty impressed with it. I like the little hook, how it's so thin and easily bends, so you can really get it under a headrest. The sizing of it was perfect. It even like snapped in just a bit. And I really don't see how that 10-pound weight limit.
I don't know where they got that from.
That is not a lot. Like 10 pounds is not. If I held a 10-pound weight in my hand.
People buy canned goods.
Yeah, seriously. Like one can is like 2 pounds, feels like.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't read too much into that. But honestly, pretty good. The way that it is described, I had a hard time Googling it, but it's the headrest organizer hook. Is kind of what you got to Google. There were a few on eBay as well. So, but this Walmart one was the only one that was like an actual thing that you could buy. So there you go. That is the last of the off-price retail gadgets. I'm honestly sad to say, because this is a fun category to go looking for. The patrons will be deciding what the next category is. So if you want... to participate, yes, very soon. Head on over to Patreon. Make sure you are supporting us. That way you can participate in the next patron poll. Also, if for whatever reason you have an idea of what you want to be on the poll, we're going to put it to the patrons. Then put it in the last Crappy Corner poll right now, because I'm going to go check it later. So if you have an idea and you're a patron, make sure you go find the old one, put it in the comments, and then I'll make sure to get your idea on the poll. And this came from the concept of it came from one of our patrons. It was like dollar store idea. I took dollar store, $5, and then off price retail. So get over to the patron and support. with that, let's head on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Bug
All right, our email is from Jason Pedicord, P-E-D-D-I-C-O-R-D, and he has a very interesting gadget, and this is it.
Now, Dick, Chad, I got for you what's called a pro platform.
Whoa.
I've had these for several years. On this, on each side, you have a pair of buttons you push together.
What?
Lift the legs out.
It's like a ladder, but it's a platform.
Right now, push the other buttons, pull out. There's a button in here so you can set different heights.
Whoa!
I never saw this. This is neat.
As it is right now, say you got a pair of stairs.
One oh my gosh!
High, you can use it on a stairwell. Also,
this is like a when you professional have step stool.
Yeah.
It is about the same height.
Like a table.
Standard workbench. Or yeah. Farm horses. I've had these for several years.
What?
I love using them.
I need to buy one.
And the new ones, because these are older, you can actually fold one leg up and attach another leg, another piece to it so that let's get that down. Okay.
One up.
Over here, they have a connection set up so that you can put two of these together and have 8 feet instead of just 4 foot platform to work on. Hope you guys like it.
That is so cool.
Them. I don't know why I've done without them on all my home projects.
That is really a cool
It's guy. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is.
I found a link to the company. First of all, Jason said he paid around $110 for each one of his. He's just showing one of them. But I found a little video of the new quick one. And
there we go. So here's this new quick one.
This is the linking platform that Jason had mentioned.
So yeah, you just put it into another one.
You fold one leg up, and
oh
I believe
God.
It said you can attach like up to five of them or something. So if you're doing a whole room, I mean, you're in for like $600 or $700.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I hope you like my step stool. The whole set cost me $1,000, but
it's pretty neat. I didn't know there was such a thing.
Me neither. And I can just imagine how, I mean, it being 4 feet wide, whenever, you know, I've worked on plenty of projects where, okay, you get the little ladder up, I need to move 2 feet.
Yes, 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 exactly.
Conk, 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 conk.
Yeah.
Okay, back up the thing. That's cool. I love that it makes basically a table. This is just a cool, 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 cool product. I wish I had a shop. I wish I had a need for it. Just join the construction industry just so that I could use the pro platform. That's
it's great. So that's Jason, awesome. What did I do with it? So Jason, you will be among the first to get, ta-da, the August issue of Mad, the summer bummer issue. And if you want to be eligible for this, send in a video. Like Jason, you can be in it, just horizontal. Make sure we see the gadget and hear your voice. Jason's video is perfect. Anything to do with a gadget. Here's a gadget a few years old, but also he told us about the newest version, which it's really a fascinating gadget. So like Jason, get a video in. Put it up on YouTube. Video should be 1 to 3 minutes. And on YouTube, when you upload, there's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted, and take that URL and email it to us, mail@gizwiz.tv, mail@gizwiz.tv. And if we show it, we're showing 99% of everything that comes in. You'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine. Okay. mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Our letters from Steve C., who writes, "Hey, Dickie D and Chad, since you guys like silly things, I thought you'd get a kick out of this homemade DIY water gun on Facebook." Oh, I thought it was his, but it's someone else's. "Since all you need to make it is a spray bottle," and here's the video he found on Facebook.
Somehow it's muted. Oh, here we go.
Cop the bottle. Water gun ready. Let's make a water gun. Arrange water.
Okay, let's just look at this. He just uses hot glue.
You take a spray from a spray bottle.
Yeah.
Stick make a hole
into a normal water bottle and then hot glue it back on. It does look like a very good spray, like a good.
It's a very clever. You could do it for free. I mean,
That's. I like how it really does look like a good ray gun.
It does.
It has a great profile. Did he just use a pencil to poke a hole, though? What is this pencil situation?
Did he poke a hole with a pencil?
That's a very perfect. You know
what? He drilled a hole, and I think he was using the pencil to sort of
show
get the
you
rough
how,
edges off.
How big it needed to be, maybe?
Yeah. It's very funny. It's very funny.
That's great. I would just use the hot end of that hot glue gun. Just stick it in the bottle.
Oh, okay.
Make a hole.
Okay.
That's how I would do it.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe I just burn the plastic. I like it.
Steve, yeah, that's very funny.
Big craze of like 5-minute crafts back in the day.
Yeah.
That reminds me an awful lot of that. That's pretty good. We need to do some more DIY gadgets, I feel like.
Put that on your thing.
I once did that. I feel like we need to, I need to find a good site, almost. That's kind of why I wanted to do that 3D printed one that one time. I don't even know where my 3D printer is anymore. But anyway, that'd be fun. Okay, well, hey, I want to say a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support of our show. If you support the show, thank you. However you do, PayPal, Patreon, thank you so much for your support. If you like the show, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz or gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab and there's links there to Patreon or PayPal, however you want to support. Speaking of gizwiz.tv, that's where we record the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. If you're wondering if there is a schedule change, which I don't think there is for a while.
No, I'm good.
Thursdays for a while. It will be at the top of the website, but I don't think we have. Once I say that means that next week's show is going to get completely derailed. I typically say that, and then without warning, the show gets rearranged. But at the moment, we're pretty good. Head on over to gizwiz.tv to watch the show live. Or, if we're not live, you can catch all the previous episodes there at our website, gizwiz.tv. While you're there, I was going to say play What the Heck Is It? But no, don't do that. While you're there, head to Diggity's website, where he writes up articles about all the gadgets that we talk about on the show. So if you're ever needing a link back to a gadget, gizwiz.biz is the place to do it. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? Is the official What the Heck Is It? Where you get to guess what the gadget is. And this is the entire gadget, not just a piece or a part of the gadget. This is obvious to me that... this is a magnifying glass that actually, it doesn't magnify. It miniaturizes, yeah. So just in case you need a better perspective on what you're looking at.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very good.
Yeah. There are 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers, so get a guessing over at gizwiz.bez. That wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.